Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Loving Kindness in Plain English. The Practice of Metta is a short, practical Buddhist guide by Bhante Henipala Gunaratana, the author best known for mindfulness in plain English. Written in the same accessible style, the book introduces metta, or loving kindness, as a trainable mental attitude rather than a vague sentiment. Its purpose is to show how this practice can reduce anger, increase emotional steadiness, and improve relationships through direct meditation training and everyday application. The book draws on the Buddha's teachings as presented in the suttas, but it does so in conversational language that avoids technical density. Instead of treating loving kindness as an abstract ideal, it presents it as a concrete discipline that can be cultivated step by step. The result is a compact manual for readers who want a clear entry point into Buddhist practice, especially those interested in compassion, inner peace, and a more workable response to conflict. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, metta is presented as a trainable practice, not just a feeling. A central strength of the book is that it defines loving kindness as something that can be deliberately cultivated. This matters because many readers approach metta as an emotion that either appears naturally or does not. Gunaratana reframes it as a mental habit that can be developed through repeated practice, much like mindfulness or concentration. That shift changes the entire logic of the book. The goal is not to wait for warmth to arise spontaneously, but to learn how to generate and sustain benevolence through method. By treating metta as a discipline, the book gives readers a realistic model of change. It implies that hostility, irritation, and emotional dryness are not fixed identities, but conditioned patterns that can be softened. This practical framing also makes the teaching accessible to beginners, because it replaces spiritual idealism with a usable training process. The book's plain English style reinforces that accessibility by presenting the practice as ordinary human work rather than specialized mysticism. Secondly, step-by-step meditation instruction turns kindness into a repeatable method. The book is structured around meditation guidance, not just moral advice. Its use of step-by-step practice is important because loving kindness can easily remain theoretical if it is discussed only as a virtue. Gunaratana instead shows how metta can be cultivated in a structured way, making the practice repeatable and testable in daily life. This approach reflects his broader teaching style, clear instructions, direct language, and a refusal to obscure the process behind technical jargon. The reader is encouraged to work with attention, intention, and repeated verbal or mental formulation as part of the meditation itself. That emphasis gives the book a strong pedagogical function. It does not assume that readers already know how to sit with a wholesome mental state. It teaches how to build one. This also distinguishes metta practice from general positive thinking. The method is anchored in discipline cultivation, so the emotional benefits are linked to sustained training rather than inspirational mood. In that sense, the book is both a meditation manual and an introduction to Buddhist mental development. Thirdly, the book links loving kindness with anger reduction and emotional clarity. Another major theme is the practical psychological value of metta. The book presents loving kindness as a direct remedy for anger, resentment, and inner friction, rather than arguing that negative emotions should be suppressed. It suggests that they can be transformed by intentionally developing a non-hostile orientation toward oneself and others. This is a significant point because it gives metta a corrective function. It is not only about being nice, it is about changing the emotional conditions that make reactive suffering more likely. In that sense, the book connects Buddhist practice with everyday emotional regulation. Readers are shown that peace is possible here and now, not only in an ideal spiritual future. The emphasis on emotional clarity is also important. Loving kindness creates a mental atmosphere in which perception becomes less distorted by aversion, making it easier to respond wisely instead of react impulsively. This practical framing helps the book speak to readers who may not identify as Buddhist but do want a reliable way to work with anger, tension, and relational strain. Fourthly, metta is treated as the basis for healthier relationships and social harmony. The book does not limit loving kindness to private meditation. It repeatedly extends the practice into relationships, presenting metta as a way to live with others more harmoniously. This is one of its most distinctive implications, because it shows that inner practice and outward conduct are inseparable. Loving kindness becomes a social ethic, a way of meeting difficult people, reducing conflict, and loosening the grip of hostility in ordinary interactions. The book's relevance here lies in its realism. It does not claim that every relationship will become easy. Rather, it suggests that the practitioner can change the quality of their own responses, which can alter the relational field over time. That makes metta especially useful for readers dealing with family tension, workplace friction, or general social fatigue. The practice is also positioned as something that continues off the cushion. so its value is measured not only by meditation experiences, but by behavior in daily life. This practical orientation gives the book broad appeal and makes it more than a narrow meditation text. Lastly, the book reflects Bhante Gunaratana's broader plain language Buddhist teaching style, loving-kindness in plain English, fits squarely within Bhante Gunaratana's larger body of work, which is known for clarity, accessibility, and faithful presentation of Buddhist fundamentals. The title itself signals a method complicated teachings are translated into language that ordinary readers can absorb without losing doctrinal substance. This matters because metta can be presented in either highly technical or overly sentimental ways, and the book avoids both extremes. It keeps the teaching grounded in recognizable Buddhist categories, such as right concentration and spiritual training, while still speaking in a conversational register. That balance is a major reason the book stands out in the meditation genre. Many books on compassion focus on general wellness language, but this one is rooted in Theravada Buddhist practice and supported by the author's monastic authority and long teaching career. The result is a text that is both approachable and institutionally credible. Readers get a concise guide that feels practical for modern life while remaining anchored in a disciplined Buddhist framework. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a straightforward introduction to loving-kindness meditation without losing contact with the Buddhist source material. Beginners will benefit from its clear explanations and stepwise orientation, while more experienced practitioners may value its disciplined reminder that metta is a practice to be cultivated, not merely admired. It can also help readers who struggle with anger, emotional reactivity, or difficult relationships, because it presents kindness as a usable mental training rather than a moral slogan. Compared with many books in the mindfulness and compassion genre, its distinguishing feature is its combination of simplicity, doctrinal grounding, and practical precision. Bhante Gunaratana does not present metta as an abstract philosophy or a therapeutic trend. He presents it as part of a broader path of spiritual cultivation, linked to concentration, ethical development, and daily conduct. That makes the book especially useful for readers who want a compact, trustworthy guide that is both easy to read and serious in intent. For anyone seeking a clear Buddhist pathway into compassion, this is a strong and distinctive choice. If you would like to support Bhante Gunaratana, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.